Unemployment numbers remain lower in West Central Illinois from July 2014 to last month. The recent over-the-year stats released by the Illinois Department of Employment Security show Morgan County's rate decreased from 6.3% to 4.6%, while Scott County went from 6.3% to 4.7%. In Cass County, it dropped from 7.1% to 5.4%, while in Greene County, it went from 7% to 5.5%. Ron Payne is an IDES spokesman.
What we've kind of seen across the state for much the first part of this year, at least, was declining labor force numbers. But actually, this month in the local area, the over-the-year number in the labor force was held steady. So that's a good thing. So basically what's going on is all the new entries to the labor force are finding jobs.
Payne says unemployment numbers continue to look better across the state.
Looking at all the metro areas across the state, July was the 17th month in a row that the rates fell in every metro area in the state. And they also fell in all 102 counties in Illinois for the 15th time in the last 16 months.
The combined unemployment rate for the four-county listening area fell from 6.6% to 4.9%. Payne says there were a total of 225 jobs gained in the area over the year.
What makes a great bank convenience? This is Corey Winters with Premier Bank. As a loan officer, we know you are busy and don't have time to fill out miles of paperwork. We make loans easy. From online applications and calculations to a friendly loan department that offers the best rates for you, we're Premier Bank. Visit us at one of our convenient locations in Jacksonville, Waverly, Whitehall, or Edwardsville, or online at premierbanksonline.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Okay, you know that Elm City Center shreds paper. You know what else we do? We provide services for about 170 adults with intellectual disabilities. Most come to our day programs Monday through Friday, and yes, some of them shred paper. We also have a residential program providing opportunities for individuals to live in our community 7 days a week, and we assist many more wherever they live. After all the talk about shredding paper, I know it's hard to believe that we do anything else, but we do. Elm City Center on Walnut at Webster.
The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating a plane crash that claimed the life of a Jacksonville high school graduate. 59-year-old David Gibbs of Orlando was killed in a crash last Wednesday when his personal aircraft crashed during a storm in Titusville, Florida, according to the Jacksonville Journal-Courier. The paper reports Gibbs was flying from Orlando to renew his flight certification when he was caught in a storm. He was reportedly found Thursday morning by searchers. City paper says an as-yet-to-be-determined date for service to remember Gibbs, a 1973 JHS graduate, will be held in Jacksonville, and there will also be one held in Florida. Jacksonville police made one arrest last night. 32-year-old Joseph Romano of the 800 block of North Church was booked at the Morgan County Jail at around 7:45 p.m. for domestic battery. Romano remains in custody. Morgan County Commissioners approved the fiscal year 2015-2016 budget on Monday. Chairman Brad Zeller says the balanced budget includes $8.9 million in spending, which is up by about $800,000 from the previous fiscal year. While Zeller has previously indicated much of the budget is based on state reimbursements that are currently in limbo because of the state budget impasse, Morgan County's sales tax revenue was up in the previous fiscal year, which allowed the projected revenue number to increase. The budget includes a 2% raise for non-union county employees, while the county is negotiating with three bargaining units. A South Jacksonville Planning and Public Facilities Committee meeting on Monday focused on the topic of plumbing permits and water main taps. Recent construction of a home on Vandalia Road revealed South Jacksonville hasn't adjusted to a law passed about 5 years ago requiring a licensed plumber to initiate taps into a water main, according to Committee Chairman Mike Elliott. Elliott says the village charges for a tapping permit and then is responsible for plumbing inspections handled by the water department and building inspector. A representative from the Illinois Department of Public Health was at Monday's meeting to explain the changes the village must make.
We've been under the assumption being grandfathered in to make those taps. We're going to eliminate the plumbing fees and then the inspection of the facility when it's completed and during the process will be turned over to the Illinois Public Health because we do not have a code inspector.
Elliott says this will not affect any new or old construction in the village.
We're not getting out of the business. We're doing some housekeeping. It's business that was supposed to be taken care of before. We'll always have a tapping fee because you're tapping into our main. However, it will be inspected by the Illinois Department of Public Health, as we don't have certified inspectors for that. We're complying with Illinois Public Department of Public Health regulations.
Elliott says the tapping fee is $25, with escalating fees depending on things like how many showers and drains a new home has.
Call Colton Downey and Associates, your insurance experts. Call Colton Downey now.
At Colton Downey Insurance, they build their business one relationship at a time. Call them at 243-8000 or stop by the Jacksonville or Root House office to experience fast, friendly service from the local staff at Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. They'll be there when you need them most. They are Colton Downey Insurance, 243-8000. That's 243-8000.
State budget battle returns to the courts Tuesday as a judge decides whether to hold the Rauner administration in contempt for not paying its bills, David Stewart reports.
Attorneys for developmentally disabled adults say State Controller Leslie Munger should be held in contempt for not following a federal judge's order to pay for disabled services. She claimed lack of funds even though other bills were paid and other court orders were followed. Lacking a budget for 3 months, balanced or otherwise, the state has been expending funds according to Governor Rauner's orders or the orders of the various courts, with the effect that about 90% of the anticipated revenue for the year is already committed, and the state is on pace to spend $5 billion more than it takes in. David Stewart, Chicago.
Bulletin News is on the air and online as it happens. Don't forget to check us out on the radio at 1180 AM or 107.1 FM.